maybe Donald Trump is what you get when you've had two terms of Obama. In other words, that people having said, okay, we have been this country that's open to opening the White House to, you know, a very, very different kind of president, maybe we can go back to our kind of baser, I mean, I'm telegraphing my feelings about the presidency, but maybe you could return to your kind of baser instincts once you've been so generous and open for 8 years.
And what do you think it says for Hillary?
Julia Gillard, who was the first female prime minister of Australia. And it's all about what happens after she takes office. She is subjected to the most extraordinary, devastating, unbelievable level of misogynistic vitriol. That is a classic example of moral licensing. Having opened the door to the first female prime minister in the history of Australia, Australians feel free to say the most unspeakable things about her. I mean, I'm not going to go into them here, but the stuff that was said about her, I mean, it's astonishing to think that people in a modern democracy would say those kinds of things. If Hillary Clinton wins, what happens? Does the fact of her victory and the achievement of our first ever female president open the door to people venting a level of misogynistic vitriol that would have been unthinkable before her? I think I would say this even if I was not a Hillary Clinton supporter. The level of scrutiny she is given for real or imagined misdeeds is far greater than an equivalent male would be given. I don't think that's an outrageous statement. People pick over things she does in quite an extraordinary way. I would imagine if she were to get elected, that undue scrutiny would ramp up. Why? Because that's what happens to every woman who enters in a previous male world.